Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, and I'm back to talk about what I expect to see in episode number 8 of Survivor 43. I thought last week's episode was very exciting. I think we've had two really interesting votes that have come up in the post-merge game. I think the Survivor 43 players are here to play, and I think that there's going to be a lot of excitement down the stretch. I think that the votes in the pre-merge were mostly pretty tame, but I think there's a lot of pent-up energy here in this season of Survivor, and I'm really interested to see what is going to happen here at the final 11. So what I want to do here today is talk about what happened at the last vote and take a look at how it all broke down. If you're watching us here on the YouTube version, you can watch along and see what we're going to show, because we're bringing in some visual aids. I'm bringing in my inner Steve Kornacki here today. Let's go to the big board, and I can show you what happened here at the last vote. We had 7 votes that were here for Dwight. You can see the 4 Coco members voted together. That's Carla, Ryan, James, Cassidy. And then we had the 2 members of Vessi in Jesse and Cody. And then Sammy was the lone Baca member that made up this group of 7 that came together and voted out Dwight. You see, Dwight is gone. And then, of course, Noel, Gabler, Owen, and Janine were all blindsided at the last vote. Now, this could set us up for an episode of Survivor here where the 7 people could very well stick together. We could see that, and that could certainly is how it would be, especially in some of the older seasons of Survivor. You'd expect to see this group of 7 stick together. But hey, this is the new era. And of course, in the new era of Survivor, you know, the players are antsy. They're going to play. And let's think about some things that could potentially happen. Now, why don't we bring in at this point the advantages here that you can see as we bring up the second slide I have for you today. Here are all the people that voted together to vote out Dwight, including where all of the advantages are. You see that most of the advantages in the game happen to be on the side with the numbers that voted out Dwight. That's Carla has her idol. We have that Cody has his idol. And then James has the knowledge is power that he got in the last episode. The only advantage that survived the Dwight vote, very sad for Janine that her idol went out of the game with Dwight, is that Noelle has a vote steal. Now, if this episode goes in the more boring direction, I think that we could just see Noelle potentially voted out if this group of 7 holds together. This group of 7, they voted together on the Dwight vote. We'll see if it's going to be 1 or 2 days between tribal councils, but the group of 7 came together, and let's see how many votes they could stick together for. But now let's talk about some of the more interesting scenarios that could potentially happen in this episode. From some of the scenes that we have seen, previews, and also, you know, that they give us like a short clip or two in the week leading up to the episode, we see a lot going on with a guy who I think is at the center of a lot of things going on right now. That's this guy, Sammy. Okay. Sammy is, of course, tribe mates with three of the four people that were blindsided at the last vote. He was the lone Baca member. And I think it might be interesting if Sammy, who wants to play a very hard game, wants to be making all sorts of interesting, fun moves. What if Sammy went and started to flirt with his old team, his old tribe? And potentially, that could give them another vote. Now, okay, close enough. That makes six people with the four Coco members and the two Vessi members over there. But that's only 6-5. But the interesting thing to remember is that Noelle has the vote steal, which could loom very large at this tribal council because with Noelle and her vote steal, let's say hypothetically, she takes one of the votes from Coco, say Ryan's vote, and uh-oh, all of a sudden, the group that got blindsided now has six to a potential group of five if the vote steal gets used. Now, we could see the knowledge is power end up having to be used defensively here, where maybe James could realize what's going on with Noelle and her vote steal, and that they could be vulnerable if just one person flips, and maybe James needs to try to use knowledge's power on Noelle. But if Noelle knows that James has the knowledge's power, maybe she could give the knowledge's power to somebody else. This could be a whole shell game going on at this next tribal council. The other thing that I am potentially worried about here, which would, you know, have some precedent here on Survivor, if Sammy is going to be talking to his old team, and if this group of six starts to feel like, hey, is Sammy playing both sides, that I could see, like another 19-year-old Survivor player once upon a time, Will Wall, who got caught in the middle trying to play both sides, where if this group of six feels like, hey, we think Sammy could be somebody who we don't know where his loyalties lie, they could very well target him in this next vote, which is something that I would not like to see, but it would certainly make for an interesting show. I think at the end of the day, I've talked about a lot of exciting things. I think I probably will come down on the least exciting version of this happening and sort of go into the episode with low expectations. I guess I will make my prediction for this episode be that the group of seven ends up deciding to stick together and finishing the destruction of one half of Vessi. I say they go after Noelle in this next episode. We will see ultimately how it goes. Also, in seasons 41 and 42, they had the Who Wants to Sit Out of the Tribe for Rice happened at the final 11. Let's see if that also ends up showing up here around this time in Survivor 43. No matter what happens, we will be live after the episode, Stephen Fishback and I, to break it all down. Got a great guest on the recap here to talk with us as Christian Hubicki, my great friend, joins me on Thursday to break down everything that happens. Always one of the highlights of the season for me. So looking forward to that. Kirsten McInnes will join me on the feedback show as well, in addition to everything else we have going on for Survivor. Hope you enjoyed this presentation and all of the work I put into this slideshow to get us ready for what we expect to see in episode number 8 of Survivor 43. Looking forward to it. Hope you are too. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.